I'm not a rapper. I can't have my pussy out on the internet.
I mean, that's debatable. Okay.
Girl, stop talking. All the shit that people are thinking but not saying. I'm not even like drunk. I've just been like drinking. Does my podcast offend you? Men, if you're listening, I apologize in advance. Women, hey bitches, are you ready? Are you still talking? Girl, stop talking.
Okay. It's fucking Monday. Well, not yet. Oh, it is Monday.
It is Monday.
It's Monday.
Like, you just made me question my whole... It's Monday.
It is fucking Monday, and I have... If you're watching on Spotify and or YouTube, you can see her already. If you're only listening for audio, I'm going to introduce today's guest. Today, we have on the... I guess an... The old host of No He Knows Nothing. Yes. She.
I am old.
No, I knew you were going to take
it. I'm the old host.
Not the old host. We'll get into it, but the podcast is no longer running. Yeah. No He Knows Nothing. She used to work bottle service. Mm-hmm. She was a dancer in the club, mm-hmm. turned OnlyFans, now a yoga guru.
When you say it in that order, it sounds a little, but it's true, yeah.
It's true. We have Noe Gnome. Welcome to Girl Stop Talking.
What up? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I didn't mean to call you old. I really hope you don't.
I knew what you meant.
Okay.
But I feel old. Anyways.
No. Okay. Well,
cheers. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. It is Monday. So I had a moment there because normally I don't record on Mondays, so I just, go for it. And then that's why I stopped, because I was like, oh, maybe she doesn't realize that, you know, if I'm like, it's Tuesday, and I'm like, hey, Monday, you're
sitting. I probably would have gone with it, honestly.
I know, I guess you're just in the industry, so you would just roll with it.
Yeah.
But then I really trip myself up, it's actually Monday.
So no, girl, it's Tuesday.
Stop. Don't do that. So... have you in today? First of all, if you need to go watch this, because the look, could you like do like a little...
You want me to twirl?
Yeah. Stand up, show them, give them a little side profile.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. This will be $20. Wait, why did you say earlier? It's getting Britney.
It's giving Britney. Yeah.
What? I haven't been outside of my house or the yoga studio in like 6 months. And so I was like, oh my God, Tatum's going to see me. I have to put on like a fit, you know, like an outfit.
Yeah.
So here it is.
Yes. And we talked earlier, you have like, you're bringing the chunky highlights back.
I am. Can they see that? My hairstylist is legit pissed about it.
Well, I
change it up a lot. I'm impressed with how long you've held the blue. It's actually like...
It's like a part
impressive.
Of me now.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't know what you even look like otherwise, but I changed my shit up a lot. Yeah. And when I went in this last time, I was like, you know, I want to bring back like the chunky highlight. Her face literally dropped and she was like,
what?
So ugly. And I was like,
at least she's honest. I guess.
And then she did it and I was like, see, I'm starting something.
Yeah,
I'm
a trend.
Bell bottoms came back.
I know. Well, I feel like this is the generation where like we're kind of picking things from all of the other times, you know?
Yeah.
Like 90, like the bodysuits were in for a while, then it was like the crops. Now we're doing the flare jeans.
Or what about like high waisted pants? And now they're bringing back the low rise.
And apparently skinny jeans aren't a thing anymore. I don't know. Oh. I will forever wear skinny jeans.
I'm a skinny jean. Well, we might not be with the times. Is what I'm saying.
I know. Apparently Gen Z says like skinny jeans are out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well. They're not even old enough for me to fuck, so I don't care. I don't care what their pants are like. But anyways, yes. Thank you for noticing. I'm bringing back.
Yes, the vibe.
The Y2K.
Vibe is here. I'm happy with it. Well, today I really wanted to talk about a handful of things. I'm open to just, I mean, normally I'm more prepared, but we're just going to go with the flow. So
yeah.
Don't mind me if I'm looking at my phone. I'm just looking at my notes. I normally start the show when I bring guests on. It's our first segment is how we met. So I would like to hear your side of like how we met.
You know, social media is a funny thing.
It is.
Because you feel like we were talking about this before we started recording. Like you're my friend, but like literally have talked to you like twice.
I know.
Like, barely at all. But, like, I know your personality because the way that you've put yourself out there, the way that you've shared yourself online, and probably same for you to me. Like, you just feel like, you know, I know that girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe I messaged you one day and was like, I need an emergency lash fill. Like, what's up?
Yeah, okay. Right. You're right. I didn't even think of that. I was thinking about the podcast dinner.
Well, that was that like was our different. First official
like hangout.
Yeah. Which we can just pretend that didn't happen. But you know what? I do think it was, or maybe I posted like, help, need a lash fill last minute. Cause I'm one of those, like, I respect, now that we're talking about hair and beauty and outfits, I respect the beauty community. I stand in solidarity of the beauty community. Like, my lash girl, my brow girl, my hair girl. I don't fucking play. Yeah. I don't text you last minute. I don't cancel things unless it's like for a good reason and you know in advance. I don't remember what was going on, but something happened last minute. I had like an event or something and I was like out quite a while from my lash appointment and my usual girl couldn't take me.
Or was, and didn't she have like a baby or something like
maybe
that?
Maybe that's what it was. Cause she was on maternity leave a couple of times since I've, anyways, I don't know if I posted and you responded like, girl, I got you. Or if I just straight up hit you up, which is so out of character for me, but you took me in.
I had been following you for a while. And I think I've been like low key blowing up your shit. Cause I was like, damn, she's so funny. Like it was before the podcast, before you were just, what were you doing?
I was doing YouTube videos for a while.
I think you were just
doing
YouTube. Yeah. And you were just posting a lot on Instagram. I was like, damn, she's fucking funny. And I was just like commenting on a bunch of your shit. And I think I saw on your story and I commented on your story. It's coming back.
But I do remember you being like, I got you. And me being like, like the whole time you were doing my lashes, I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I don't know what I would even be doing right now. But we clicked and then.
So crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that story. My first thought was for the podcast. I won something.
Which was like years later.
Yeah. That was a while after.
Yeah.
I won. What did you do? You were giving away like a dinner or
something like that.
I've already talked about this, by the way. And I called
on
his
your
ass
podcast?
Out for showing for showing up drunk.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, shit happens. I think what it was is one of our sponsors had donated some money give away a dinner, and Eric was like Captain Maple and Ash at that point in time.
That's right.
I don't know if a lot of your listeners live in
Arizona,
Scottsdale.
Arizona
So
they know.
So we were whoever won. I don't even remember. It seems like fucking forever ago. Whoever won, whatever the giveaway was.
What did we do?
What did you have to do for that? Like post our episode or something like that? The most times?
Yeah,
something like that.
Well,
you won, bitch.
Yeah, I know I'm gonna win.
I remember writing down all of these like handles, like @so-and-so, @so-and-so, and then we put them in a hat and pulled it, and you won.
Yeah.
And then we went to Maple and Ash.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
It, for me, it was interesting because obviously we had briefly met.
Right.
But, and I had like known you and listened to your show.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, but I don't, it's like, you don't really know people. You know what I mean? So I don't really know what to expect. And then when I had Eric on, I asked him the same question and I was like, how did we meet?
Because you did meet during that.
Yeah,
dinner.
That was my first time I met him.
Yeah.
So that's why I love doing this segment, because normally when I meet people, there's always a ridiculous story behind it. So yeah, I totally called his ass out because he's like, I don't remember. I'm like, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was a dinner.
It was a dinner.
It was a dinner.
I think I skipped out early. And
you
had
did.
My man pick me up.
You were getting some dick that
yeah,
night.
I was trying to get.
I was like, please stay. Help me.
Like, save me.
Please be my girlfriend. He's like, I gotta go. My sexy man just came back from like a boat trip.
And
I have to go.
To get me.
I have to go blow him like now. Respect though.
Respect. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty funny. Okay. Well, now that we have that out of the way, I really wanted to just talk about this whole show is just like sex focused and how to like take the awkward or vulnerable taboo conversation and just kind of normalize it.
Right.
So I really wanted to talk about your experience as a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a while, for a long time, that you kept it under the wraps from like everyone.
Super.
So tell me a little about that. Like, why did you decide to not like, just be so open about it.
Yeah, well, it's so funny, too, because I had this whole buildup of, like, I'm going to put this episode out, and I'm going to tell the world what I'm doing. And then I did it, and, like, no one cared. And I'm like, oh, all right. But it's, like, super common in Arizona. And where I'm from, it's, like, it is more taboo. Okay, yeah. So we going to go way back, girl.
Do it.
How much time do you have?
No, give me a little backstory. That was going to be my next question was, like, why did you get started in the industry? How did it happen? So, yeah, give us the tea.
So, literally 20 years old. I'm from Seattle, Washington. 20 years old. Wanted to work at this club that's, like, a coyote ugly. It's called Cowgirls, Inc. Like, everyone in Washington knows what it is. It's, like, the club. Okay. And literally the like week I turned 21, I went and auditioned. But the thing, I'm assuming you've seen Coyote Ugly.
Yes.
So the girls dance on the bar, but the difference is they danced in like assless chaps and like panties and like bra tops. Like the only difference between that club and a strip club was that you don't take anything off.
Gotcha.
And it was like super, super like exclusive. Like I remember driving in multiple times trying to convince the boss that like, I've got the moves, like hire me.
Yeah.
So there you dance on the bar, like you're bartending, serving drinks, whatever, and then as soon as there's like a lull between customers, you are expected to get on the bar and like shake ass.
Oh, I love that.
And it was the coolest fucking job ever.
As like a 21-year-old.
Yeah, so much fun. Paid for me to go to college the first time. I'm still like family. Like all those people are my brothers and sisters. Like we were a fucking tight unit. We made a lot of fucking money together. At one, you know, then it progressed to like, you know, the older girls move out. I became one of the older girls. And then I was like the club MC. Like I was the one getting on the mic, like, what's up, motherfuckers? Let's take shots. And then we had like choreographed dances, like in Coyote Ugly. Mm-hmm. And like, I was teaching those dances. And so I was all wrapped up in this club in Seattle. Like I was that bitch. And then,
It was out of the norm for your, like, home life, right?
Because... Yeah, I grew up Mormon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my parents literally thought I was a stripper. Like
already.
Yeah. They're like, oh, my God, you work in a nightclub. There's booze there. Like, you're a whore. So they never said that, but they think it. So I was super involved in that for a while. And then when I moved to Arizona, I was like, I'm done with the club life. It's time to grow up.
Okay. Her famous last words.
Yeah. Came here, couldn't make money doing jack shit. Like, I was into all these other endeavors, whatever. I'm trying to shorten this up. So basically started working in Old Town Scottsdale, like bartending, the whole like normal nightclub. Yeah. And then one day I had a friend that was a dancer and she was like, girl, if I had your body, she's like, it's fucking insane that you're like working in Old Town, you know? And to me, it was the best money I'd made since I moved to Arizona.
Right. But not in comparison to back in Washington.
Yeah. Gotcha. And again, like we weren't taking any clothes off. We weren't touching guys, anything. Like we were these like up high up on these like,
oh shoot, my vacuum's about to go off.
Oh, we got a Roomba situation.
His name is Dustin.
Dustin.
Sorry.
That is hilarious.
It's 2:00.
But yeah, so I feel like I was kind of predestined to end up in the strip club, but I would have never in a million years expected that.
Right.
I remember telling people like about Cowgirls Inc. Like, no, it's not like, it's not bad like that. Like we don't take our clothes off. But so yeah, anyways, long story short, that has not been short. This girl convinced me to like, just audition one night, like just try.
To
like, I think, yeah, she's like, I think that you are going to be really surprised how similar it is to just like wearing the skimpy lingerie in Old Town or like the old job that I had back home. And I did it and made a fuck ton of money. And like the rest was history. And I was like, this is, why would I do anything else? Right. You know what I mean?
Well, it's easy money. It's an easy like job to get or lifestyle to get sucked into, especially when you're coming from Old Town and you have those expectations of like, this is how much I'm making in a weekend, you know? And I'm sure we'll talk about this in a little bit, but I'm sure it's difficult kind of getting into like what would be considered a normal job after working in this lifestyle.
Well, it's funny because until I started dancing, I've always had a normal job and the night job.
Oh,
so I consider the nightlife as like a whole at this point. Like I don't see dancing as different than bartending. I don't see bartending as different than bottle service. Like to me, you're wearing little outfits, you're entertaining drunk people. like, and you're making your cash. Hustling, like, yeah. To me, it's all the same at this point.
Yeah.
But I have always had that day job that was some sort of, like, chasing my passion, something to do with whatever I was going to school for,
yeah.
until I started dancing. And then I was like,
and then it took over.
All this fucking money, bitch. Yeah, like day job.
Who needs
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you first started dancing, obviously mm-hmm. you knew what a strip club was.
Sure.
Like, did you have the expectations? Like, did you feel comfortable being like, am I going to have to like show my tits right away?
Girl,
or, like,
I what was it about? Literally blacked out on purpose.
Oh,
like I was like, I can't fucking do this. Like, I have to completely disassociate from.
Oh my God.
No, it was terrifying. And
I'm sure it is terrifying.
So to bring it back, like. Back home, it is so different. Like, out in Arizona, it's really normalized. Like, it's like being a fucking barista. Like,
yeah.
everyone's been a dancer once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a pole in this room.
There's, I know you
like,
can't see it. There's literally...
There's a pole in this room. I don't know what's going on in here. But it's like... It's
literally nothing. But we'll get on and we'll talk about that later. I need to utilize it. I do nothing with it. Maybe you can show me a move. Maybe we'll do that before you leave.
Not on camera.
Okay, yeah.
But it's... Back home, it is a lot more of this, like, dirty, seedy,
okay.
like, girls are doing some strange.
Gotcha.
And it's not as, like, I feel like out here it's more glamorous.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like, oh, we go to the strip club. Like,
yeah.
back home, it's like, let me go get a $50 handy. Like,
gotcha.
I grew up thinking that, like, those girls do
are,
meth.
Right.
And, like,
and
are dirty.
And they're selling themselves,
yeah.
their bodies for sex and doing things on the side.
And do girls do that a little bit everywhere? Of course.
Of course.
But out here, it is a very different culture. And that's mm-hmm. something that I had to come to terms with. Like, it wasn't something that I need to hide because literally no one gives a fuck. But back home, if you're that, you're like this, like.
You're the devil.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Dancing with him at the very least.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, so. How long were you dancing for? How long have you, are you still?
I do an occasional.
Little pop in.
Yeah. Hey.
Little guest star moment.
I'm still breathing. Ass still fat.
Yeah. In case you forgot.
No, there was a point in time where I was like, I would almost say addicted. Like, let me go get more. Let me go get more.
Oh,
let me go get more. Like
because
every
of, like, the high of how much money you're
yeah,
making.
Yeah. Like
crazy.
Fucking, there's no reason not to go unless I have something else going on.
Yeah.
I am now at a place where I see how it's not a sustainable lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I don't have the, like, some people that go into strip clubs are really cool. Like, you can meet a guy that's giving you a ton of money and just, like, telling you how beautiful you are and, like, wants to rub your feet. Great. And there's,
that's perfect.
Yeah. There's also a lot of guys that treat you like shit and make you question yourself as a woman and are abusive, like, mentally, physically, like,
yeah.
XYZ, right? So... because of my own personal journey as a woman and like just how long I've been in the nightlife as a whole,
mm-hmm.
I really don't like going anymore.
Yeah.
It's,
I think like once you get to that stage where like you're more self-aware of like the things, your own boundaries, the things you like, the things you don't
mm-hmm.
like. And then you look at that, you're in that situation or in that industry. And it's like, I think of that in myself. I've never danced. I've wanted to.
You don't say.
I come from a line of dancers.
Okay.
But I think now, like, we won't go so far into it, but just, like, how I feel about, like, women's rights and, like,
mm.
things going on now, I'm like,
mm.
I just don't know if I can even put myself in that position.
Right.
With people.
Well, and it's really, like, a double-edged sword because
yeah.
in some ways it can be very empowering.
Yes.
Like, I'm just existing
yeah.
in my cute makeup and this guy is giving me money.
Right.
And then there's other times where you go home in tears because somebody treated you like...
You were a piece
you watch
of
a
meat.
Lot of true crime, girl.
What?
You watch Forensic Files. Like, I've dealt with guys where I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna fucking put me in a dumpster later.
Oh my God.
And you have to, like, make sure you're getting a walkout. And you go home, like, legit scared because some guy has mommy issues and had to come in the club and take it out on you. Like, there's really, like, drastic extremes
yeah.
of how you can feel being in that environment.
Right,
so
right.
it's, like, empowering to some and degrading to others.
Right. So what was it like for you?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. Like, I think, like I said, when I first started, I was on a high of just like money, money, money. And if a guy pissed me off or made me feel like shit, I was like, whatever, next. And now I take that shit like personally, like I'm a lot more sensitive because of just things that I've gone through in my own life and being older. I know it sounds cheesy, but like literally
well,
being
you just
older.
Grow. Things change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I don't have the tolerance anymore to deal with somebody who's treating me poorly for cash.
Yeah.
I'd rather go home broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
that makes sense. I feel like that in itself is a huge empowering statement that, like, if anyone's listening to and is thinking about being in this type of industry, it's something to, like, really write down, you know?
Because, I tell everyone, yeah, don't do it. Everyone. But I said that about bartending, bottle service, all anything nightlife. Mm-hmm. My friends are like, oh my God, like, you make, I wish that I could. And I literally beg them not to. Because, yeah,
it's, well, it's a toll, not only on, like, your, like, emotional well-being, but, like, mm-hmm, your body, you know? It's, like, those hours, people aren't made to, like, stay right up at all those late nights and sleep all day. And then if you have other stuff going on,
right,
then you have to, like, wake up and be, like, a functional person in society, right, you know?
It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
So give us a little, before I ask about, like, the crazy stories, I kind of want to know, like, the culture. Like, being
like
on
dancer,
like,
culture?
Yes, like, oh, being on the inside, like, what are some, like, expectations within the club, mm-hmm, that you have to, like, provide when you're there?
So,
or even give us, like, a rundown of, like, how does it work exactly?
Yeah.
Like, you're going in for on a Friday night, what does that look,
yeah,
like?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I don't consider myself to be an expert, like, especially the girl that encouraged me to, like, give it a go because my body was made for it.
Yeah.
You know, and then a lot of the girls that I've made friends with along the way that have been doing this since they were 18 years old and they're older than I am now, type, yeah, of thing. I don't feel like I'm the person to really give, like, the expert opinion.
Yeah,
I can tell you my experience.
Yeah,
like,
in your own experience.
So, for example, first thing that comes to mind, working in Old Town, right? If you didn't have your makeup done and your hair done, you wouldn't get shifts anymore. Like, you had to look a certain,
oh,
way. Your tights could not have runs in them.
Yeah.
You had to be able to fit a certain outfit. Like, there was kind of a loose term, but uniform, mm-hmm, of what you had to look like, or you weren't making money there. I could,
or you wouldn't even get the job.
Oh, exactly.
Right.
Or, so, but even if you had the job and you showed up one night not fitting, they would be like, you got to go home.
Damn.
You're not, you know, whatever. The difference at the strip club, I could literally walk in with wet hair, no makeup,
okay,
fucking one tit, like, lost my shoes,
yeah,
and if I'm ready to shake my ass,
they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do that.
Right.
I pride myself on always going in looking my best because I'm hoping that someone wants to give me all of their money,
yes,
you know? But it is different. It's very much this just, like, are you willing to do the stuff and deal with the people that you need to deal,
right,
with. Now, that's not at every single club. That's my experience in Arizona.
Yeah.
I know that if you were to go to, like, Vegas or Miami or something like that and you walked in looking busted, they're probably not going to hire you.
Yeah, or send you home in that case, too.
Yeah. Other than that, like, the places that I have worked at, all of the girls are pretty nice. Like,
mm-hmm,
I always hear these horror stories about, like, stripper fights and someone got their wig snatched and so-and-so got their nose broke and a heel came off and the earrings were out and all this shit. Like, I've never worked at a place like that. I've always worked at places where if girls are, like, confrontational, they don't have a job there anymore.
Okay.
So there's kind of this underlying, even if you don't like a bitch, you better bite your tongue and just get along,
yeah,
and make your money.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Because of the level of money. So, like, let's just say, again, in Old Town or, like, any bartending situation, if you have a problem with someone, eventually you guys are probably going to, like, have an issue.
Yeah.
And the boss might tell you, take a break, you take a break, whatever. Someone might get fired. I don't know. It depends on the situation. But, like, at the strip club, you know, just shut the fuck up because you're making so much money.
Yeah.
If you cause a problem, you don't have a job here.
Well, and you're going to, yeah, and you're getting in the way of however many other people that are trying to make their money.
Right.
So
I've had people ask, like, you guys all seem to be friends here. And
you're,
I'm
like,
no. Yeah, we are. You know?
You're so, like, not
I don't
really
know if that answers your question, but.
No, that's okay. I feel like it, I don't even remember what I asked. So.
You're like, what's the culture? Like,
yeah.
The,
no, I think that's good. It kind of gives people, like, a visual of, like, what it's like, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that you obviously, when you go in, from what I've heard, is you have to do, like, one dance on the stage,
mm-hmm,
and then you can, like, walk around the floor type of thing, dance around the floor. How does that all work? Or
yeah, so, again, in my experience at the clubs that I've worked at, you, like, check in. Like, you walk,
yeah,
in, you get dressed, you tell the DJ, hey, I'm here, and then you get put in a rotation. So, like, there's
okay,
usually, like, a whiteboard with, like, okay, and then your name gets added, and then as they go through, you go up, you do your stage, then you're free to do whatever. after, you know, the next people go, then your name comes up. If you end up getting like a VIP room, which takes you off the floor,
okay,
the DJ would be alerted, take her out of stage rotation. Yeah.
Gotcha. So it was mandatory to be in rotation to do dances on the stage.
Yeah. Unless there's like a specific, like, injury, you just had surgery, yeah, and like someone knows in advance, like, hey, I can't do stages tonight. But for the most part, and especially new girls, like, yeah, if you're brand new and you come in, you're like, I can't do stage. Like, that's not happening. Like, yeah, someone like me, I've been around for a while, I follow the rules. If, mm-hmm, I come in and I'm like, hey, my toe is broken,
they're going to be like, it's fine, girl.
Okay, yeah.
Like, just put a shoe on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what do you classify yourself as? Do you do pole work, or are you more of like
Hell no. I'm a butt girl. I'm a booty girl. Gotcha. Yeah.
So you're ass shaking, dancing.
Yeah, I've tried to do pole stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, at one point, there was a girl that I worked with that, like, teaches pole classes, and I was trying to do it, honestly, more for, like, fitness reasons.
Oh my
like,
God,
I think
insane.
It's dope.
Yeah.
But my bottom heavy ass fucking body, like, as soon as I... And then it's like, all the way down. I've tried. So, and I will say this, the girls that do it, super fucking dope, but I can make just as much money by putting my ass in someone's face.
Gotcha.
Because guys are simple.
Very simple.
So sorry.
So when you're on stage, then you don't even, like, even if you're on stage, you don't have to interact with the pole. You're just, like, dancing.
Well, I mean, I do.
Like a couple little spins.
Yeah, I just don't, like, flip upside down and climb to the top and smack down. Like, gotcha. I might hold on to it while I'm shaking my ass type shit. Yeah.
That's so fun. Yeah. I need to do it more. She's just sitting here. I know, like, I have, like, three moves, but it's hard to teach yourself something that you don't know. And so I'm like, okay, I told myself, I'm going to start waking up at 5 a.m. every morning. I'm going to stretch. I've recently got into yoga.
Okay, hello.
And it just makes me feel, my body feel better because I sit all
day. We can talk about that all day, yes.
We will. But I've been thinking, I'm like, okay, if I can just wake up at 5, stretch, and then I have this online training program for pole that I've used before.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I just need to do that and, like, practice.
Okay.
It hasn't happened yet.
But I mean, yeah, 5 a.m., pussy popping on a pole, love it.
The lights come
it's
on
goals.
In the room.
It's goals. Yes. You know what? I truly, like, I'm so terrible. Guys will say, like, if a girl goes on before me and she's, like, the pole queen. Like, we all know. Like, oh, she does pole stuff.
Yeah.
She's like this. She's like that. She doesn't have to do shit because her tits are just so big. Like, we all have our thing.
Gotcha.
So if, like, a pole girl goes on and then I get called up after and a guy's like, how come you don't do that shit? Girl, I am so terrible. I will literally be like, well, let's see how much money you got. Knowing damn well I can't do shit.
Oh, just to see.
Like, are you gonna? And then even if they throw down money, I'm like, well, that wasn't enough, but thank you for trying.
Yeah, I feel like that was really sweet. You can just take that back.
Instead of just being like, I actually can't do shit.
But I love that. I think that's like the whole, you're like, have to be like this mysterious type of woman. You have to put yourself in like the control position.
For
sure. You know what I mean?
Like, or you get ran over.
Yeah, like that is like, I feel like the people who are successful at this, it's like they have that kind of like finessing type of energy.
Well, again, everyone has their thing, not even just like physically, but personality wise. Like, I've had the pole girls come up to me and be like, I wish I could shake my ass like you. I would make so much money. And I'm like, I wish I could do pole shit like you. Like,
the grass is always greener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just depends.
Yeah. But. Okay, well, that's so much fun. I've always had this vision. The reason why I wanted to start pole was, well, I know it's a great fitness thing.
Yes.
But when I was doing it, I wanted to be a dancer.
Okay.
Okay, this was a while ago. I told myself, I'm like, if I could learn tricks, I'll go audition just to say I did it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I knew I wouldn't be able to do it because I have a son and like I'm a full-time mom basically. So, you know, it's a conflict.
Yeah. Well, just like anyone else. I'm like, no, please don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then in the same token, if you walk in, I'm going to be your friend.
You're like, I'll be there. I got
your back, but don't do it.
Yeah.
But
well,
I got your back.
Here's my thing. I'm like, it's not in my deck of cards anymore. I still want to learn how to do it. My ideal, like, scenario from learning is I really, really, really want to, like, take these next couple of years, get badass on it. And then my 30th birthday, I want to go to Vegas and dance.
Like just one night?
Just for my birthday. Like 30th birthday,
I love that.
One night. And just like, I know you have to audition and stuff there and you got to get a license and all that. But I'm like, that is like in the back of my head. I'm like, that's like what I would want to do.
And honestly,
just to
girl,
say I fucking
I've
it.
Never danced in Vegas. I do have friends that like travel dance. They go back and forth.
Yeah.
to my knowledge, you don't even have to be good at pole out there. Like, I know a couple girls that are just, like, pretty and know how to talk, and they get hired.
Yeah.
You know? But I understand for you if it's just this, like, fun dream. Yes, you're like, I want to be upside down. Like, what up, Vegas?
Working in the splits with the girl standing on my legs.
Yes. Yes. Dollars just flying down on you from the sky. Yeah. I see the vision. I do.
I'm like, that would be so fun. Like, literally just to say I did it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I will say I've heard multiple times that the way you get good is by having a pole in your house.
Yeah, well, because you have the full-time access, you know, and mine's just sitting here doing nothing.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that's honestly true. It's literally doing nothing.
It's providing us with a topic.
That is true. Thanks, girl.
Yeah. She'll see you at 5 a.m.
Yeah, maybe one day. We'll see. But, okay, so the dancing... Mm-hmm. You were dancing, and then I want to talk about, why aren't you doing your podcast anymore?
It's a sensitive subject.
Really?
No, not anymore. Okay. It was for a little bit. Honestly, so even with that, like, when we were talking about dancing, I went all the way back to my first club job ever. Like, I started working in radio, and I wanted to be an on-air personality, and, like, I had a couple of chances and a couple little... days of dabbling.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I couldn't really be myself. Like, I'm not built for FM radio. Like, I'm a little bit raw and unfiltered.
Me either, girl.
Yeah. So I started the YouTube channel, which then turned into podcasting. And I love it. Like, honestly, this is so much fun to me. Like, just talking. And I think the cool thing about it is that, especially for your podcast, women listen to this and there's relatable aspects. It's either like, oh, I've always wanted to do one night in Vegas too. Yeah. Or like, oh my gosh, I've been the girl that got sent home for beating a bitch's ass at the club. Like, there's this relatability to podcasting that I love. For me, I felt like over years' time, I was beating my head against a wall trying to make something work. Like, you have to decide, is it a hobby or is it something that you're making a career out of? And when I got into it, I wanted to make a career out of it because I was coming straight out of radio.
Yeah.
And I tried a couple of different avenues and, you know, built a space in my home, dabbled with a co-host, tried to force my best friend to be a co-host at one point, which he did not want to do. shout out DJ Take Two. He was like helping me with audio and shit. And I'm like, turn your mic on. You're going to love it. And he's like, I'm not this person. I've tried, you know, a couple different things and rebranding. And it just came to a point where I felt like it was a lot on my shoulders with not enough return.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah.
It's hard because you put so much time and effort into it. And you were like when you were like in the full, doing the full thing, you were doing
weekly.
Like, Instagram content. You were doing weekly editing weekly videos, doing the audio. Like, that's a lot of fucking work. And if you're not getting paid for it, it's like you're putting like a lot of effort into something that you're saying it basically just is a hobby.
Right.
And it's taking up so much of your time, you know.
Which is great. You know, I think there was ways I could have done it differently, like maybe done something once a month just for shits and giggles. But for me, like, everything that I do, I want to do professionally.
Yeah.
So, like, I wanted to have a consistent schedule. I wanted to have a consistent team. I wanted to, you know, I just felt like all these things I was trying to break through and these barriers that I was trying to make happen, it felt forceful and it took the fun out of it.
Oh, I feel that.
So people are like, are you going to bring it back? Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I still have all the equipment, you know, like, I still have the brand, but right now it's just not something that's bringing me joy. And that's what I'm focusing on in my life right now. Like, I want to experience joy in whatever it is that I'm doing.
Yeah. I love that. I want to go into that avenue, but I gotta get some.
What do you need, girl? What do you need?
Yeah, so we're gonna table that.
Okay.
And I want to know, like, what was the craziest thing that happened to you in the club?
Oh, Lord. Girl, the craziest thing is kind of like the same thing on repeat.
Okay.
Like, any dancer can tell you, guys, and I don't know if this is because they've gone to clubs in Portland or Vegas or wherever, but there are guys that actually think we're prostitutes and like treat it like a brothel.
Oh,
so
my God.
Yeah, I have to tell guys so many fucking times. Like, they're like, oh yeah, I want to go to the VIP room, which the VIP room is just, you get champagne and like you get a little bit more privacy and you get to spend extended time.
Okay.
A lot of guys think they're going back there to fuck. I've seen guys ask, do you guys provide condoms?
Ooh.
or bring out their own condoms. I've seen guys be like, all right, well, it's been like 15 minutes of you dancing, and like start to peel their pants down. Like, but that happens a lot. So it's not even like, oh my God, this one it's night, so this guy crazy. Thought like, no, it happens like on the regular, and everyone has to have their own. Like one of my friends, she's like, did you think this was a brothel?
Yeah.
And I'm usually like, I'm sorry, did I say I wanted to fuck you? Like, it's crazy to me how many guys don't think that it is a strip club. And that's because in different states and different area codes, it can be different.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. Or even just with different girls.
Yeah. Which, where I've worked, you know, they get caught doing stuff like that, they're fired.
Yeah.
But I would say that's the craziest thing. And when I first started there, you know, I thought that it was crazy. And now I'm just like, oh, another
You're
one.
Just like,
another guy. Another guy with a wedding ring that thinks that I'm a prostitute, that, you know.
He's going to get his dick sucked at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the craziest thing that's, happened in the club? Like, wild story, a guy, client, I don't know what you call them, clients, customers, whatever. Something that someone came in and did where everyone was like, what the fuck just happened?
Well, literally the last time that I worked, and the last time that I worked was the first time that I had worked in a minute.
Okay.
Like, I really don't do it that much anymore. I told you that.
Yeah.
This guy went into the men's bathroom, and of course, like, doors are open and shit. Like, just, you know what I mean? They're not private bathrooms. It's like a club bathroom. This guy walked in, walked up to the urinal, plain for everyone outside of the bathroom to see, dropped his pants, dropped his boxers, like, full bare naked ass. And literally, like, it was like a line. Like, one girl was like, dude, look. And the next girl was like, oh, my God, look. And the next thing you know, security's like, oh, my God. And there's literally, like, 15 of the people that worked there. Yeah. But, like, drop trowel, all the bare naked ass hanging out.
Oh, my God.
So then security walked, they, like, let him finish. And security's like, bro, like, the doors are wide open. Like, you got to use the hole or whatever, you know? And the guy goes, I'm from Oklahoma. I'm from Oklahoma. That's what we do. And he, for, like, ranted. For like 15 minutes. I'm from Oklahoma. I guess you can't show your ass in Arizona, but in Oklahoma, you can drop your pants all the way. Like, just faded, girl.
Oh, like, my God.
I mean, I don't have a dick, so I don't know what it's like to, like, whether you're going to use the little pee hole or pull your pants. But, like, bare naked ass. Like, not even his, like, hoodie covering or anything. Just, like, t-shirt, bare naked ass, pants to the ground.
He Winnie the Pooh that shit.
Yeah. And then, and then made it okay because he's from Oklahoma.
I'm dying. So, this is, like... me and my girlfriends, we have, like, a code word for, like, when you feel, like, irritated or
get me away from this guy.
Like, get me away from this guy. And our code word is Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So that's just, like, hilarious.
Oh, that's funnier. That's way funnier. Oh, and then he was one of the guys that, like, you know, immediately after the girl, we're like, oh, you want to dance, baby? Because we're like, this guy's fucking drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do something with this, you know? And he's like, I get pussy every day. Like, and we're like, we're not offering you pussy. You came into a strip club. Do you want a lap dance? Yeah. Like, do you want to dance? He's like, I don't need attention from you ladies because I get sex every day. And it's
why
just
are
like
you here.
Yeah.
Go pee in the street.
Yeah. That's like the most common thing is that guys either come in thinking they're gonna get laid or guys that come in thinking they don't have to pay you anything because they just get so much pussy elsewhere.
What is like the point? You think it's like an ego boost from them to like be in that
It's usually
position?
Guys I would never in a million years speak to in real life.
Yeah.
Like it's never a hot guy. It's never a guy that has a bunch of money. It's never like it's always the douchebag that you know actually can't get pussy and probably doesn't have money that's like oh, I'm just so loaded. I get so much sex. Like, fucking, dude, it's crazy. It's crazy. But there's no point in, like, arguing with them at all. You just have to be like, okay, buddy.
You're like, gotta go.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. Has there ever been a time, I know you said we had, like, briefly talked about, like, fights in the club and stuff, like, with girls. But has there ever been, like, a fight with a girl and a customer? Like, a physical altercation that you've seen?
Not that I've seen. Usually if it's, like, there's an issue, you just tell the bouncer, like, he's got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen
What about with, like, the culture, like, with other girls? Like, is there more issues when other girls come into the strip club?
It's very rare. Like I said, in the area that I work in, it's a little bit more no bullshit. I know that there are other strip clubs in other areas. That
I have
little...
a story.
Oh, you have a story. Yeah. Yeah, it's usually not. It's pretty much like if you come in and you're causing a riot, you probably aren't going to work there the next weekend.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. I was with a friend in Vegas for Life is Beautiful. Like this was like years ago, which is like a huge music festival that they do in the streets. And then afterwards, oh my God, actually, So how much time do we have?
I'm like, yes, tell me the story.
So I was with my girlfriend. She ended up losing her phone. And this is like one of my favorite stories to tell just because of, like, it's so ghetto and ratchet. And
yes.
It's like one of those like full circle moments. It's like so fun.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love ghetto and ratchet on my night off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't like it where I work.
Exactly. That's smart. You're a smart girl because that otherwise gets
when I'm working, I'm the classiest bit. Well, that's a straight. I'm trying to keep it, you know, together. But go on.
Okay. So we were in Vegas after the festival. So during the festival, we get there like 10 minutes in. My girlfriend loses her phone. She just had it in her hand.
Great start.
She fucking lost her phone. She is like, you know what? I'm not even going to be mad about it. I'm just going to get drunk.
Yes.
As we do, you know, just mask the pain with alcohol. It's fine. Yes. Whatever. It's a cell phone, you know.
Probably had a better night.
She got so wasted, and everywhere we went, like, we're walking in the streets and there's all these stages, and everywhere we went, she would look at random people and be like, hey, if you find my phone, call me.
Which nice.
Makes no sense. No sense. But she was like, she probably said this statement like 1,000 times throughout the whole night. Like every stage we went, she was just so drunk. It was hilarious. Fast forward, we end up getting back to the hotel and we were staying with her boyfriend at the time and some of his friends. They ended up getting into a fight. She's like crying in the bathroom. I'm like, girl, it's fucking 1 o'clock. Like, we're in Vegas. The night just begun, you know? Like, we're not going to spend it crying in the bathroom. Right. Like,
it's basically noon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we already have our pregame down. Like, I need you to wipe your face, fix your makeup, put on an outfit. We're going to go on a mission, whatever.
Yeah.
We're going to go see what's going on. We go downstairs to the lobby and we're getting food. I can't believe I've never told this story.
I feel special.
I feel like it just fit one-on-one. So we're getting pizza. We're ordering pizza. And this guy comes up. And he's, like, talking to us. He's like, yeah, you know, like, we're going to get a table. We're going to go to the club. You should come with us. You should come with us. He's slurping his fake grill.
Oh.
My name is Armani Da Vinci. That's what he said.
Y'all went with this motherfucker?
Okay.
Tatum!
I said it was a bad idea.
I'm sure you did.
I did. Normally, that
I have a son. I have a son. It's a bad idea.
No, literally, normally it would not be me to be like, I don't think this is a good idea. This guy was like, she was wasted. She was like trying to be on a comeback, you know, coming back from the tears in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we got a table, blah, 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 whatever. So she's telling me, she's like, yeah, we should go with them. They're like, we're gonna go to a strip club. And I was like, okay, whatever, that sounds like fun. I told my friend, I'm like, this does not seem like a good idea. I'm like, this dude, I'm like, your mama named you that? That's what I asked him.
He's like, the person who made that fucking chintzy ass grill named him that.
Armani Da Vinci. Armani is a brand. Da Vinci was an artist.
Yeah.
So let's like put the two together. I don't know. Yeah. I was just like, there's no way. I'm like, is this person serious? We end up, we gotta bleep that out.
Yeah, we do.
4211.
Okay. Bleep, 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 bleep.
So my friend is like, whatever, let's go. And I'm like, okay, let's go. We call a cab. There's too many of us. We end up lapping it in the cab. I was like, already not a great start, whatever. 5 minutes down the road, we get pulled over. There's a cop behind us.
You got pulled over in Vegas?
The lights go off. They're like on the fucking speakerphone. We're going to need everybody to put their hands on the roof of the vehicle.
Yeah, because you're with Da Vinci.
Armani Da Vinci probably has
fucking warrants.
Dude, so we're all like this, lapping it in the back of this cab with our hands on the roof. And they're pulling us out of the cab one by one and separating us. And I was pissed. Because normally I can hang, you know, but I'm like, I already didn't want to be here. I had a feeling it was a bad idea. And I'm like, who the fuck are we with? Is this like you said, does he have a warrant? Like, is he a gangbanger? Like, you know, there could be so many things. Do these people have drugs on them? You know what I mean? Like, did they put it on me? Like, you just don't know. And we get out of the car. They separate my friend and the other girl that was with us because they looked like the youngest, apparently.
Mm.
And the one girl was underage. She had a fake ID. Just throwing that in there, which I found out later. They separated the guys and they put me, like, by myself also. The two girls, they had to, like, have their hands on the cop car and they're, like, patting them down. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, can you tell me why you pulled us over to the one officer? He's like, the officer's like, don't worry. You guys didn't do anything wrong. We've pulled over the same car 3 times for overpacking the vehicle.
Oh my God.
And then he was like, but we're going to let you guys go. So like, just, you know, don't worry. And I'm like, what do you mean you're going to let this guy go? You're not going to give him a fucking ticket? I was so pissed.
Did you make it to the strip club?
We did.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. So long story short, they end up letting us go. We have to walk. We walk the rest of the way to the fucking, we like, I think we got in another cab or something, and then we end up making it to the show.
The best part is this is like a pretty mild Vegas story. Oh. Like, pretty mild. When you say Vegas, yeah. Like, you never know. You never know.
Well, it got worse, I feel like, once we got to the strip club, because we were told we were going to have, like, a table and a bottle and all this stuff. And we get there, and we're chilling, and a dancer walks up to me, and she's like, hey, do you want to dance? And she looks at the guy, and she's like, are you going to pay for her dance? And the guy's like, nah. Crazy, right?
Dislike.
The dancer looked at me, and she's like, honestly, it's embarrassing.
Are you gonna pay for her?
Yeah.
No way.
She was like, honestly, it's embarrassing that he won't even pay for a dance for you. Like, I would not be hanging out with these people.
No, exactly.
And I was like, bitch, you are so fucking right. Yeah. Can I buy a fucking dance? Yeah. So we dipped out. We're doing our own thing. Mm-hmm. This is why I asked the question if, like, you've had issues with, like, girls in the strip club. We were having fun. We were dancing. We were throwing money. We were buying drinks, but we were also like up and dancing. And we had security come over to us and tell us like,
not to dance.
You can't dance.
Cause then you're competition.
Right. So
cause if you're a regular girl that's drunk, a guy can take you home maybe if you like him versus spend money in the club.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. That makes sense. So we were like, you know what?
But when you're drunk and the guy's like, don't have fun.
It's like, I paid $60 for a fucking vodka soda. Like, what do you mean I can't dance? Yeah. Like, can I sit, like.
That's a really common issue with women coming in. Yeah.
So that makes sense. And I was like, you know what? Fine. Like, we're going to relax. One of the dancers on stage, we made friends with her, actually ended up being friends with her on Instagram and chatting afterwards.
Hey, girl!
Do. And so this is where the drama comes in. So it's just after that, we calm down, and I'm, like, walking up to the bar to get a drink, because another security guard came over, and they're like, we're gonna have to have you guys leave, and we're like, wait, but we stopped dancing, like, we're literally spending money, I just bought a drink, and my friend went over to the people that we came with, and they were, like, talking with another dancer. I was at the bar ordering my drink, and I remember watching this as if it was in slow-mo, okay? I'm like, I get my drink, I turn to the side to look to my friend, and they're talking. And then the girl sitting in the chair stood up and just cocked her hand back and open smacked her across the face, my friend.
Oh!
Like, and she, like, I remember seeing her, like, grab her face dazed, like, took 2 steps back. And me, I was like, I remember being like, oh, hell no.
What did your friend say?
She was like, I don't know. Okay, this is what she told me. Pause the story. She said.
No, this is the story. What did she say?
She said that she went up there asking, like, hey, they're trying to kick us out. Mm. Like, can you, like, talk to the security and let them know we came with you? Mm. She's not a confrontational person. So that's why it was, like, it seemed, like, just out of nowhere. Mm. And, you know, I was, like, pissed and trying to, like, defend my friend after
Of course.
And I had reacted. The security guard saw me, and this man put me in a headlock so fast.
Ah! Girl!
And carried me out the club.
Oh, my fucking God. Yeah.
It was, like.
That do be happening, though. It's just funny because I see both sides. Like, when I'm a girl and I'm out and I'm dancing and some security guards, like, sit the fuck down.
Yeah, like,
but I've also been the dancer that I lose a customer to a girl that's just in there being cute, having fun. And he's like, well, I could go fuck this drunk girl for free versus spending money in VIP.
Exactly.
Like, it's people got to learn how to deal with it better.
Yeah.
But I am dead.
It was crazy. I was, like, ready to throw hands, and the security guard saw me, and he was like, nope.
I bet.
And then out of all of that, like, we're standing on the outside of the strip club just trying to collect ourselves. This guy comes out.
Your girl's re-crying.
She's, yes. Literally. This guy comes out, and he looks at us, and he's like, hey, if you found my phone, call me.
Shut up. That's funny.
I swear to God, well, obviously ran into him at the festival earlier. Right. He was one of the people that my friend said that to.
That's the perfect ending.
I know. It's like full comedic circle. Yeah. Anyways. So
That's great.
That was like my crazy strip club story. But
yeah, girl, there are strip clubs that don't even let women in.
I get that, yeah. You know, because it is. It's like, it's a competition. Mm-hmm. And like, as a woman, it's hard. It's like, you're having a good time. You want to, you're just like having
another
a good
side
time.
Of that, though, too, is that sometimes women come in and they are nastier. Like, they think the rules don't apply to them.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, guys can't touch and do certain things. Security will come over and be like, hey, you can't do that.
Right.
Women will be like, I got the same parts. Like, drunk girls literally think that they can make out with you and, like, do things. Like, the rules don't apply to them. Because, like,
boundaries. Basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a huge issue. And it's like, no, girl, unfortunately, if I was out on my own, I probably would dyke out with you in the corner.
Yeah.
But I'm at work.
You're like, and you need to ask.
So, that'll be $20. Yeah. Like,
literally, that's so funny. Okay, so enough of the hoe strip moment.
Yeah. Okay, so now you've called me old and a hoe.
Oh, whatever.
Respect.
We love a hoe.
We do.
I'm a hoe.
We do.
I'm a self-proclaimed hoe.
We do love
them. And I have plenty of my own moments, girl. We're not going to talk about that today, but... So what are you... Now you're doing yoga. You've completely changed paths. Essentially, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so where did this come from?
So yoga is something that I've been doing for a long time, like just practicing, and there's been multiple years where I'm like, I'm gonna become a yoga teacher, like I'm gonna go to school for this, and then talk myself out of it because they don't make a lot of money. And I've been doing this game, like every couple of months I get this like download, like feeling of like when I'm in the yoga room, like this is something I need to be doing. Like this makes me feel good about myself. Like we were talking earlier about like the chase for money versus like joy, like enjoying life or like having a bag. And so I've been lately on this like personal mission of like, can I have both though? Like, how can I have both? Like there's people that have both. I've seen it.
Yeah.
So I finally, last year was like, I'm gonna stop putting it off. Like, fuck it. I enjoy it. I'm gonna go to yoga school. And I did. I got my certification. I started teaching the day after I graduated. And it's been literally, it's my favorite thing that is going on in my life right now.
That's
like,
so
I
awesome.
Fucking love the people that I'm around, what I'm doing, the responses from students, like experiencing my class and enjoying what I'm bringing to the table. It's so dope. Again, I'm not making dancer money,
right.
But the hope is that as I continue that journey and that education and like meeting people and clientele and networking, you know, that I can create something bigger out of it.
Well, and there's so many different like avenues you can go to. I mean, like you can record yourself and do online classes.
Right.
You could make it a part of like your Instagram and,
right.
you know, show more of that there and then host live events. You know what
right.
I mean? Like
exactly.
So many other outlets and you have like that creativity and the creative mind. And I'm sure that it's all
right.
buzzing around.
It's all kind of been in the beginning phases.
Yeah.
And I am friends with, you know, some women now at this point that are doing like the entrepreneurial yoga thing and
right.
they're killing it.
Yeah.
You know, but they've put in the time and they've put in the years worth and like continued education to get to that point. So I'm just in like the beginning stages, but I think it's the best thing that I've done for myself in a long time.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
And are you still, you mentioned that you were in school. Are you still in school?
I graduated from ASU.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Thank you. It was the third college I went to over 12 years.
Okay.
Not to
matter.
Date myself or anything. But yeah, I finally finished my degree in mass media communications last December.
Okay, that's so amazing. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
She's a smart hoe.
Yes. Yes, she is.
She's a smart hoe.
She knows what she's doing. Not all beauty.
Yeah.
Beauty and brains.
Yes.
That's so awesome. So do you plan on trying to use that education as well into like your next path down here?
Yeah. I've thought about multiple ways that I could combine yoga and mass media, right?
Yeah.
Like a lot of stuff that's happening right now, especially post COVID, is people creating businesses online.
Yeah.
Totally. You know? And so for me, I have all these ideas, but I'm still in, just like it was when I started the podcast, and I'm sure you can relate.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I'm going to do this. This is a good idea. And then you kind of like get a little nervous and you back out. Like I have these ideas that have kind of started. The wheels are working. I've been talking to some people. I've got some plans. Just haven't pulled the trigger on things because I like to know that I'm, or even like you with lashes.
Yeah.
You don't get good without practicing, mm-hmm. but taking that first step to put yourself out there, especially publicly, like on the internet, is very scary.
Yeah. It's
so I want to get to that point where I feel confident enough to say, hey, this is what I do. Sign
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Come get some sign zen, up bitch.
And pay me, bitch.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I see you as like this very like loud, outspoken like woman online. Yeah. And I know you're not online like a whole lot anymore.
Yeah. I dabble.
So it's funny. Well, not funny, but it's like to see the other side of like you're in this zen like yeah. yoga space. I wonder like what your classes are really like.
I'm still me, girl. Like yeah. I say little stupid jokes. Yeah. Like I can't even help it. Sometimes stuff falls out of my mouth and I'm like, oh my fucking God, these people are trying to relax. Like, but certain people enjoy that, you know, and certain people don't. Like everyone has, even as a yoga teacher, everyone has their style. Like there yeah. are some people that you go to and they're just so calm and chill and the music is like raindrops and yeah. like you can just smell the fucking Palo Santo in the background and like lotuses fall from the sky.
Yeah.
You know, that's not me. I'm a little bit more energetic and I make little jokes, but like I still will give someone a calming experience from yeah. my own edge, if yeah. that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think that's really yeah. cool. You can work it into your own style, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've seen like already people coming back and
right.
coming to your classes because of that.
Right.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Look, it's like you've just done so many
things. I know. And now I want to go back to school. I'm okay. like, in so many ways, like I joke and I'm like, oh, I'm so old. But like in so yeah. many ways, I feel like my life is just getting started, which is really yes. cool. Like there's all these things that I've been interested in that I've always been like, oh, well, I can't because... And I'm now at that point in my life where I'm like, because what?
Yeah, who's like, holding you back? What's
I am back? Fucking single. I pay my own bills. Like, I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. If I want to go back to school, I want to go back to school.
That's so you know? Nice. Yeah, I wish yeah. I could do whatever the
You can. To do. You have a child, but like,
I'm limited I think on something.
You make things work when it's important to you.
Yeah, I have so many. Like, I don't know. Do you deal with the same? Like, I feel like I have so many things I want to do mm-hmm. that I feel like.
Which one do you start with?
Where, like, how do you even do them all? I feel like yeah. I'm almost giving, like, 20% to each thing mm-hmm. rather than 100, which mm-hmm. is, like, so irritating.
Well, which is interesting, too, because I listen to a lot of, like, I don't want to say gurus, but, like, coaches and manifestation people and read a lot of self-help books and, like, that sort of thing. And a lot of people will say, you need to focus on one thing and be the best at that one thing. Like stop dabbling in all these things. You're never going to be good at it. Yeah. And then there's also a whole other side to that where people say, why do you just have to be the lash girl? Right.
Yeah.
Why do you just have to be the podcast girl? Mm-hmm. Like, fuck it. Maybe you like ballet tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like life is short. Fucking do it. Maybe you want to do the pole at yeah. 5 a.m. Like that's something that I pride myself in that I like to chase all these different things and do all these different things. But then you might hear someone again, like back to social media, that's like, you need to focus on that one thing that you're really good at. And yeah. that's all you're good at. Like, yeah. no, like we're all going to be old in a blink. I want to do everything that I've ever wanted to do.
Yeah. No, I love that. Look yeah. at you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the podcast, everyone's like, oh, yeah. she's done with it. Maybe
I
not.
Know, I know. So like,
maybe I come back at 42. I don't know.
Do you have any plans moving forward with any of the other stuff you used to dabble in?
Like direct, like as far as podcasting,
yeah, stuff? Podcasting or like media, radio,
yeah, direct like plans. No, okay. Like not like, oh, in 2024, I'm going to be dropping this project. No, but is it always something that I have a skill to do? Like mm-hmm. maybe one day I do have a yoga podcast. Maybe yeah. one day I do have a yoga app.
Yeah.
Like where that. I'm, you know, bringing out Monday sermons or whatever. I'm like, it's always there is yeah. what I'm saying. And so that's where I'm at in my life is just like, if something excites me and it makes me want to like learn how to do it, that's what the fuck I'm gonna do.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. Well, we are coming to an end with the show. The last thing we do here on Girl Stop Talking with our guests.
What do we do?
We just do like a little game. Okay. It's like a quick and easy game. It's kind of like a this or that
okay.
type of thing.
I'm answering.
Yeah. You're answering.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you can go as long or short as you want. It's totally up to you.
Okay.
Ass or titties?
Ass.
Yeah. For yeah. sure. For sure.
For sure.
Okay. He's a 10, but he's stingy with his money.
Am I in the club?
You're, however you take it, you're just rating what his new rating would be.
He has money, but he's stingy with it.
Yes.
Okay, how do I answer the question? Like, so, smash or pass? Is that what you want to know?
So it would be like you would give him a new rating 1 through 10. So he's a 10, but he's stingy with his money.
Oh, 0.
Okay.
If he has it?
He has it.
If he doesn't have it, okay, baby, let's work on this.
Okay.
If he has it and he's stingy, get the fuck out of here. I don't got time for that.
You're more willing to help grow than you are.
Girl, I specialize in broke men. I have a fucking degree in broke men.
I'm dying. No. Okay.
But if you have it and you're stingy, no. -1.
Okay.
Let's go on.
Okay, he's a 3, but he owns a boat.
But he owns a boat?
Yeah.
He's a 3.
He's still a 3.
Yeah.
Okay, would you smash or pass?
A 3?
That owns a boat.
Pass.
Okay, you get full, it's your boat now.
Pass.
Okay, you're like,
fuck a boat.
He's still a 3.
Fuck a boat.
Okay, and then my last one is lap dances or stage work.
Oh. Lap dances.
Yes?
Yeah.
You feel like you get more money in lap dances?
For sure.
Really?
Yeah, because you never know. I just might say, like, some cute joke, and suddenly I have $100.
Oh, love that.
Because you get the closer interaction. But, like, if I'm on stage, yeah, I'm a talker girl. If I'm on stage, it's just how many ones they want to throw. If I'm one-on-one, I'm, like, super charming, obviously.
Duh.
I feel like there's more of a likelihood that I leave that situation with more money than stage.
Yeah, that makes sense. Personally. Because it's, like, more of a connection with the client.
But girls that are shy might feel the exact opposite, you know?
Exactly. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, there you have it. Monday with Noe.
Amen.
Namaste. There we go. Namaste. Do you want to, I know you're not on social media a lot. Do you want to plug yourself and let people know where they can find you?
I go in and out. So okay. I'm either like on it every single day or you won't see me for 6 months.
Yeah. Or even with the yoga studio or anything like that.
So, my handle is Noe Gnome. People struggle with spelling Gnome apparently, but Gnome is G-N-O-M-E.
Okay. Thank you for
Noe Gnome on everything. Twitter, Instagram. Honestly, I'm on Twitter a lot more.
Okay.
I teach at, you know what? I don't know if they want me talking about all this shit promoting where I teach.
Okay.
Follow me on social media to find out where you can come take yoga classes from me.
Yes. That's perfect.
You should come.
I would love to. Come. I literally just got into it. I've been going Friday evenings.
And do you do hot or regular?
No, it's just been regular.
Ooh, girl.
I haven't done hot yoga yet.
Ooh, girl.
I know. That seems like a
mistake. Let me change your life.
Oh, God.
So great.
I'm sure it is. I feel like I'm already a hot person. Mm. So I'm like, I don't know if I would literally feel like I'm dying or if
no,
I'm
you
really
will. Enjoying. You definitely will feel like you're dying.
You're like, but both.
But it's like one of those things now that I've done it, I don't even want to do like regular yoga anymore.
Oh, do you feel like the.
You just get such a good workout from it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Okay, well, we'll talk more.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm supposed to tell you guys to subscribe, comment what you liked about the show, subscribe on Spotify, follow me on YouTube, Girl Stop Talking
Don't
Podcast.
Be a 3 with a boat.
Don't be a 3 with a boat. Be a 7, like my man. No.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Hey, you know what? I always say, you have to find yourself a solid 7. The man has to love you more than you love them, and that's just how healthy relationships work.
Facts. Big facts. Do you have time for another episode? Because I can talk about that for a long time.
5 to 7 with a curved cock. Gotta go.
Bye. Hello, bye.
Girl, stop talking.